Well, some of it talks about possibly taking helicopter rides, limousine rides, getting spa treatments, concert tickets, any number of things that were given away. Those are just the beginning, I'm afraid, of the iceberg of potentially harmful things with both of these conferences. But as the OIG does its investigation and as my committee is investigating, we will hopefully get full cooperation from the VA.
Now, the VA has, as you say, training conferences regularly. Has this ever come up before in the history of yearly training conferences?
You know, not that I'm aware of, but I remember last year I had inquired specifically about some leadership training that was done, having a little difficulty getting the information that I requested from VA. VA claims they gave it to me. I can't seem to find it. And we started talking with them about it really earlier this year and basically said, you know, we think that you need to really put the brakes on some of these conferences. At that time, I honestly had no idea that they were having multi-million dollar conferences. We were focusing on some smaller conferences and talking to them about the possibility of doing teleconferencing or video conferencing or something a little bit different. And then all of a sudden, this major issue pops up, and it actually took, as I understand, somebody calling the Inspector General hotline to basically alert them to what was going on.
You know, in this era of budget constraints where all agencies are trying to save money, and at the same time we hear about the odd agency conference that's rather lavish, what do you think is appropriate for a conference? Are you saying that there should be no conferences, modest conferences? What now?
Well, training is very important, certainly to those that are they're dealing with issues within VA, like the disability claims process and trying to work their way through it and sharing best practices. So I'm not saying that the employees shouldn't be given the opportunity to get together. However, in these times of fiscal constraint, spending millions of dollars on a conference probably is not the best allocation of funds. Interestingly enough, I'm trying to get the answer now from the Secretary as to exactly how much money they do spend on conferences. Originally, in some questions we asked during a full committee hearing, we were told that they had about $20 million that was budgeted, which if that's the case, then this Orlando conference took a huge chunk out of their entire conference budget for the year. And then later last year, we received testimony from VA that it may be as much as $100 million. That's an awful lot of money to be spending on conferences when you could do them much more efficiently through teleconferencing or webcasts or any other things without bringing people all together in one central location.
And I guess it also doesn't help that this is at a time when VA is dealing with backlogs, and even though they're processing them faster, the disability cases are coming in even faster. So it's a resource-constrained agency.
That it is. And that's why I say that training is very important to make sure that people know how to properly process some of these claims. But again, hundreds of millions of dollars could be better spent. And I think that hopefully we will not find further problems within the VA in regards to large conferences such as these.
We're speaking with Florida Representative Jeff Miller, Chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee.
You've said that your committee is investigating this. Are you planning hearings or perhaps legislation to address the conference spending?
We have already passed legislation, and interestingly enough, the president signed it just a couple of weeks ago. Basically, that says that VA needs to report to Congress any conferences that exceed a $20,000 threshold, which is certainly a small number in comparison to the millions of dollars that we're talking about with the two Orlando conferences. VA actually opposed the legislation, said they had the checks in place to be able to prevent excessive expenditures and illegal use of dollars. Well, obviously, that didn't happen. while they were testifying that the checks and balances were in place, already they had had these two large conferences take place. We're going to be pretty constrained with time leading up into the elections. There's only about 8 or 9 legislative days in September. I would suspect that we will wait for the Office of Inspector General to release their report. Originally, they told me it would be at the end of the year. Now it sounds like it may be coming out next month. And maybe we can take some time during the lame duck session to have an opportunity to review this. The committee will, in fact, hold hearings on it. It's a matter of whether we can do it before the end of the year.
OMB testified before Congress on sequestration, and the administration has said that it wants to keep VA benefits out of any sequestration process. But would you support also including in sequestration some of these discretionary funds that VA has?
No. As a matter of fact, from the time that the bill was passed that would trigger sequestration, I had said that the law read that all of VA would be exempt. Unfortunately, there is a conflict in the law, and so I began questioning the secretary, questioning the president, questioning the Office of Management and Budget. We could never get an answer from them. And then just recently, they have come up and said that all VA will be exempt except for administrative expenses. Unfortunately, when I asked the secretary in a hearing just a few weeks ago, he was unable to define what administrative expenses were going to be. That's very troubling. I think that the VA budget needs to be exempt from sequestration. That's not to say that there may not be cost savings within the administrative side of the equation, but those dollars don't need to go from the administrative back into the general revenue fund. They need to go back towards helping alleviate the backlog in these disability claims.
And when you're talking about the conference spending or perhaps lavish spending by the VA in general, do you think as a lawmaker that new laws are really necessary, or is it just a matter of people, administrators, complying with the laws already on the books?
I believe it's a matter of the administrators complying with the laws on the books and using common sense. And I've had a conversation with the secretary personally about this, and I know that he is extremely troubled about it, and rightfully so. I think one of the biggest things that Secretary Shinseki has to contend with, unfortunately, is the bureaucracy. And many times issues like this don't come to him until they are raging fires. It's very difficult for him to manage if his people that are in leadership roles don't bring this information to him earlier.